You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Starscast. I'm glad you could make it today. We have a wonderful guest who's in France, and you know how I am about people in other countries. I want to know all about it. I want to know how you got there and all of that, but we'll touch base with that with her in a few minutes. But first, I want to talk to you about the magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. We're going to be revamping it. I know I've been saying it for a while, but we just changed the classified, so if you ever want to place an ad there, all you need to do is go to the e-zine, and there's a place for you to contact me, and all the details are there. I have sent out my reminders. You know, I do that on the 20th of the month for articles and excerpts and poetry, and it's kind of unique that I've been doing this since 1999, but it wasn't until, I bet you, maybe 5 years later that I really got a nice following, and that I didn't have to seek out all the articles and say, do you have anything? Now I don't even have to do that, really. I mean, I'll send little reminders, but it's so simple now, and that's one of my loves, because I love to create something, and I create the whole thing myself. I put in all the images, all the links, and it's from people all over the world. And I was talking to my guest about that. I know people from everywhere. Just got acquainted with somebody in China. I have to tell you about this. He has a translator that sends me his poetry. But he would write something to me in Chinese, and I wrote him back. I said, but I don't understand what you just said. You know, what are you saying? And so he has a translator send it to me, and then I had him do my name, Natalie, in Chinese. It is the coolest thing. And I have somebody from Japan and India and all over the world, the UK, everybody, all over the world. And the publicity, all the PR people that are out there, they are so wonderful in giving. Connect me with all these beautiful people like my guests today. And, you know, you can't do without them. You know, PR is the most important thing. So that's the magazine. It'll go up on the 1st of October. So you can send your information to me at stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. And I like an image with it. People like to look at pictures. Used to be years ago, I would just put in text. Nah, that's not good enough. People like to see. They like to connect. I know I do. So I need an image and any links that you want added. You know, if you want it back to a website or whatever, I'll be happy to do that. And I want to talk a little bit about my stars with a Z, psychics.com. Of course, we have our special first-time clients, 3 free minutes you get, one time only. And we're going to be working on this mailer. Tony, my webmaster, and I are working on it right now. We're changing things up. I was going to get it out this week, but I'm going to hold off on it because, you know, as we know, timing is everything, and divine timing, and that's what it is. And so, you know, he was a little upset about it. I said, no, we're just going to let me get all my ideas together, and then we'll put it together. But go there, and there's some great rates there. And pay it a visit. Everybody there that works on it, works for me, we're like a family, and that's how I treat them. You know, I interview all of them personally, so you don't have to worry that they're just thrown up. A lot of times I'll get a reader that will say, well, I applied. How come I'm not on the site? Well, you don't get on the site until you talk to me. That's the deal. And I do it that way, and it's important because then you can trust who's there. And I give everybody personal customer service. You write to me, I answer you myself. It's not automated, nothing like that, so it's a personal touch. So without further ado, that I just spent 5 minutes talking about everything else, I want to bring in my guest today. She's a Reiki teacher and an author. And she's in France right now, and we just spoke a little bit before we got on the air. And welcome, Pita Morton. I'm so happy to have you. How are you today?
Hi, I'm really, really glad to be here. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, yes, and you can hear her accent, and you're probably thinking, oh, she's not from France. She's not from France at all, but we're going to get into that. So you are a Reiki teacher, I'm assuming a Reiki master, correct?
Yeah, I'm not too big on the whole master
title, yeah,
teacher
the title
phase,
stuff.
You know, the now I'm not a big. I'm just somebody who knows how to do Reiki, and I like to share what I've learned. You know, I prefer to see it that way, but you know, people like their bit of paper that says Reiki master. So yeah, I have got that bit of paper, but I'm not big on titles.
You know, I was telling Peter about it that I am a two, I did it. But I never really kind of delved into it. I think, Peter, because my life was thrown around a little bit and I didn't have the concentration, I think you have to have a lot of concentration to go up. I mean, my dear friend, like we discussed, I mean, she's got all these modalities and all that, and she's always willing to teach me, but I just never, I guess it wasn't that important to me. I don't know. But so let's start at the very beginning with you. Where were you born and raised, and how did you get into all of this in the first place? Everybody has a story about how they kind of walked into this, like, well, I met somebody, and then I met somebody else. So give us a little bit of a rundown on the beginning of your life.
It's interesting, isn't it? I was just listening to your description of Reiki, and I, you know, how so many people see it as a technique, and it's something you do or it's something you learn. And what I've learned over the years is actually it's just a Japanese way of explaining who we are really at our core. And for me, it's much more of a philosophy than it is a technique. God, how did I get into this? It's as far removed from my previous life as it's possible to be. You know, I used to be, I started my life, heaven forbid, as I was in the military when I left school, and I policed for a number of years as well. And then when we moved over to France, I ran an international estate agency for, I don't know, 13 or 14 years, something like that. And like a lot of people who set off on these strange life-changing events, I think I got stuck. You know, my life pretty much started disintegrating around me in pretty much every which way. And maybe because I just found myself in real trouble from every aspect, you know, emotionally and physically and mentally, and stuff going on with my business and my relationships. And I was, for a number of years, really stuck, often struggling with, you know, stress and depression. And nobody ever teaches us how to manage our thinking and our way of approaching life. You know, it's not something we ever learnt at school. So I never really had any strategies for when I got stuck. And so I ended up, I had a run-in with cancer, probably about just over 10 years ago now, 11 years ago maybe. And I learned Reiki shortly after that. And that for me was an absolute game changer. You know, it really helped me to get a feel for... I started, you know, I don't want to blame anybody for their illness, because that's certainly not where I'm coming from. But for me, it really helped me to see how... my reaction, my response to what was going on in my life was actually aggravating things, and how I dealt with the situations in my life, you know, internally, how I navigated these crises, actually aggravated them an awful lot. And learning Reiki really sort of gave me some tools to navigate that much more comfortably. You know, I can't always control what's going on in life.
But I want to interrupt and ask you something. So when you got the illness, I think what happens, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think what happens is you focus so much on it, you don't realize that you can actually alter it and change it or stop it. I because energy is everywhere and energy is everything. And I think I've been lucky all my life. I almost died one time. It was really bad. It was a virus, not like what's going on in the world today, but it was quite similar. It was an extension of the Ebola virus that was over in Africa several years later.
Wow.
When I contracted it. Yeah, it was bad. I mean, I couldn't stand. I mean, I couldn't think. I couldn't stand. I couldn't do anything. But anyways, I think when you get something, gosh, that's all you think about. Oh, my gosh. It takes over your life. And it's really probably difficult, don't you think, to say, okay, now let's get a grip here. Let's get a grip. This is not the end of the world. This can be okay for me. And you're a living testament to that. And so are others that I know personally.
It's funny. And I actually think it was a great blessing for me, that illness. You know, with a it didn't feel like that when I was, you know, when I was doing the whole chemo thing and going for radiotherapy every day for weeks on end. You know, it didn't feel like, oh, I'm so blessed by this. But it really changed my perspective on life. And I hadn't realized to what extent I didn't appreciate all the, you know, I'm very good at focusing on what's wrong in my life. I think we all are. To that extent.
Yep.
But, you know, you could put me in the most beautiful garden and I would notice the one flower that was rotten or that was, you know, the weed that was growing in the wrong place. And I just used to miss the rest of it. And
right.
What it really focused for me was, oh, my God, I might not be here to see this. And I love this life. You know, this life is so juicy. I just want to squeeze every last ounce of it out. And it was like walking into a wall of realization that, wow, you know, I might not actually be here to see this and to carry on. I had so many, you know, so many, we all do. We all have so many plans and aspirations, but it really brought me up short to think, oh, wow, it's not as straightforward. It's not always happening. It's not something that happens to somebody else. And also understanding kind of, I'm fascinated now by how energy moves and how it's affected by our thinking and our emotions and, you know, how you can have, you know, for example, if you're angry, it creates a really sort of hot upward moving energy and it moves your blood very quickly. And likewise, if you're depressed, it's kind of cooling energy and everything clumps together. And actually
right.
That has an effect on our physiology. And so, you know, this has just been endless fascination to me, you know, how all this stuff fits together. And so sort of understanding how my thoughts and my emotions had in a lot of ways contributed to my illness in the first place and finding strategies, you know, for dealing with them. It's been a really, really fascinating journey. I'm sorry, I have a noisy senile cat behind me. So I hope
don't worry about that.
Oh,
I love cats. I have one. He's huge. He's a Maine Coon, and he runs the place. He thinks he's the boss. Well, he is the boss a lot of times. But I wanted to say that, you see, all of this made you stop and realize that there are lots of things that are important that can be wonderful in life. And you see, it was kind of a blessing for you if you were going through a difficult time. Now, for me, I mean, I was surrounded by all kinds of talent, Reiki masters, all kinds of people in the metaphysical world, because I was in this huge organization and I handled all the money. I've always been the keeper of the funds, you know. I mean, I've always been the one that had to handle the money, I guess because I'm trustworthy, But that's when I realized about Reiki. I had no idea it existed, nothing. And then, of course, I built my first website in 1998, and that's when I met this lady that's been friends. She's been friends with me for all this time. and she, you and I were talking. I'm like a level two, but the time when I was really sick, I didn't know her then. Had I have known her then, I probably would have looked at things differently, don't you think, PETA? It would have been different for me. I didn't know her then at all. I wish I would have. But, you know, things happen for a reason, and if you realize that and you look at it and say, okay, all right, this got me to be over here, and I was like a nothing. I mean, I wasn't nothing, but that's how my life was for quite a few months. It wasn't years like you. I didn't have to go through all that, although I did have injections every day. It was either that or go in the hospital, and I don't dare. I didn't want to go there. Oh, no, I'm not going there. Sorry. And the doctor said, well, okay, then you got to come in the office every day. So I had these two painful injections. But I kind of think back to it, like when you had something going on, and I really didn't even have the energy to focus on anything, although I'm sure I was being guided in the way that I should have been. But all these people around me didn't really matter to me. They didn't really – you're kind of in it by yourself, aren't you, PETA? I mean, how long did this go on for you?
I think it's kind of the first time it's that dark night of the soul thing that everybody talks about, isn't it? I think it's, you know, you walk into that wall where of total powerlessness, really. You know, I've always been, you know, a responsible, organized, well, maybe not organized. That's probably not a very good description.
We're never as organized as we want to be.
I've always been very capable, competent, professional, you know, kind of person. And it's the first time in my life, really, I walked into something that I had absolutely no control over. So the only option, the only way of getting through it was really to surrender and say, I have no idea how to deal with this. You know, please help me. And I'd never, I don't know when you started with all your intuitive stuff, but I didn't grow up at all with any sort of sense of psychic awareness or intuitive. Nobody in my family was a healer or psychic or intuitive, you know, to my knowledge anyway. And so I had my body and my thoughts and my emotions, and I'd never felt energy. I'd never had a sort of inner knowing, or apart from, you know, your normal gut instinct. And the Reiki's just transformed things for me. You know, I really feel, I feel energy flowing in my body all the time. I see things, I know things, I hear. It's like my range of perceptive awareness has suddenly, you know, the bands of that, of what you can see and hear and feel and taste and touch, it seems to have expanded. So, and I think actually feeling energy in that way, it's actually our natural state. It's where we're meant to be, I think. But I just think, you know, I think for a long time I didn't really want to feel anything, if that makes sense. You know, things sometimes can become so overwhelming and so... It can feel so intense. It's actually easier just to, you know, pour yourself a glass of wine or go shopping or, you know, stick something on the telly, anything to distract you from really sitting with something uncomfortable and saying, you know, what's going on behind this? Why am I feeling this way? The Reiki's really helped me get in touch with that part of myself that is really super. I mean, today, I mean, I work as a professional empath and, you know, as a sensitive, and I wouldn't be without it. I just love having that, you know, that sort of extra layer of awareness. I just don't understand how I managed to go for, you know, 45 odd years without.
No, I know. Well, I got started as an astrologer, and I know that you are also an astrologer. But mine, I got into that because of my best friend who just thought I could do anything. oh, you can do this. Yeah, really? You know, yeah. And so she called me. We talked every day, several times a day, of course, even when she was at work. And she'd say, okay, what do you see about this? And so I'd do the chart. And then, back then, the charts were square. They didn't have the circular one, like all the software for that then. And so I delved into that. But then, and I we're talking about how things evolve, I guess the energy was building to learn more. And a gal came in my life who knew a lot. And she taught me a lot about the conjunctions and all of that. But you know what? I said to her once, I said, you know what? People just want to know why, where, and when. They don't want to hear all this garbly-do about a square. Well, yeah, it's an obstacle, always. But they don't want to hear about that. I did a lot of readings like that, lots of them. But my other aware, anything that I was aware of, I really didn't tap into that. I don't even know when it happened because I'm from Michigan originally and I'm in South Carolina now. When I was in Michigan was when I was in this huge group and met all these people. But you know what was really sad for me, Peter, is that I looked at them like they were all special because I couldn't do what they could. You see what I'm saying? I looked at them. They weren't on pedestals, but I would think to myself, gee, I wish I could read cards like that, or I wish I could do that. This was before I met my astrology friend. But what that did for me, and I didn't figure it out for many, many years, is that it opened up the world for me to show me all that was out there. I had no clue. I was like, no, I didn't know any of that, you know.
It's fairly new to me, actually. It's only been, I've been learning about 4.5 years, that's all. But, you know, really properly studying, it's captivated me. And it's kind of given me a language for a lot of the things that I feel, you know, all those tingles and pulsing and, you know. And so when I'm passing my hand over somebody, I'll, instead of saying, oh, that's a bit contracted, that energy, it's like, oh, that feels a bit, you know, it's very tense. And I think, oh, that's very good going, or oh, that's a bit depressed, you know, it's a bit Saturnian, and it's really helped me to get an understanding of, because for me, Reiki, I don't like to practice Reiki in the sense that, you know, somebody will come with a lie on your massage table, and, you know, you're clear whatever it was that they came in with, so they'll come in with a bad back, and they'll go away feeling happy, and, you know, the back's bad back's gone. I mean, I love that side of the healing too, and I see it.
That's a wonderful feeling to know how much you help somebody. Yeah, exactly.
But that, for me, isn't the point. You know, the point for me is like, but what was going on to cause that discomfort or this disease or whatever it happens to be, that state, that stagnation or that inflammation or that, you know, that energy that's all dispersed? What was going on before that? So that we don't end up there again. You know, I'd love to help you clear whatever it is, but actually what I want to help you understand, and I like people really to feel that they're involved in their own healing process. It's not just something that I come to do. You know, I like people to really go, oh, yeah, I guess I have been really resentful against my boss or my boyfriend or my next door neighbor for, you know, years on end, and I've stuffed it down, or there is this thing that I should have expressed and I haven't, I've kept it to myself, or you know, I'm not being authentic, I have this ambition and, you know, my parents wouldn't approve if I was to do it, so I haven't actually been really true to myself. And so to put the two things together, I've just found it's been incredibly helpful. I don't think
and it's rewarding to you, though. See, I can hear it. It's rewarding. It makes you feel on top of the world, like, wow, you know. I learned everything I could learn. This was a long time ago. And I have a friend who goes into all of the squares and the trines and all that. Oh, well, I know why you're going through that and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, that's all in good, but astrology can guide you. It does not dictate what you do. And so,
absolutely.
Right. I mean, it can kind of say, well, okay, it can give you some reasoning behind it. Like, well, okay, your Venus is in the seventh house. Okay, so all your relationships, if people don't know, that's a house of relationships, marriage, contractual agreements. All of that, we should flow. But that's not necessarily so. It doesn't mean you can throw caution to the wind, you know. I mean, you still have to use what's within.
For me, it's just like there's this energetic core. It's like the weather, isn't it? It's like today it's going to rain. But you have a choice what you do in that rain. You know, you can go and
dance
naked, or you can put an umbrella on, or you can decide, actually, I'm not going out in the rain today. I'd rather stay in.
Right.
Or you
exactly.
And for me, astrology is the same. It's like there's this energetic corridor, and you're going to walk down it one way or the other, because there is, you know, we're all part of something bigger. We're not, none of us are in isolation, even though we like to think we are. We don't rule the whole show, but we have a choice how we engage with that. And I think it gives you options, you know. So, you know, maybe if you see that you're really struggling against something, you know, the astrology can say, well, there's two poles, you know, you have hot and cold, it's all temperature. But you have all those million choices in between, you know, extreme heat and extreme cold and all those settings in between. And it's like you get to pick. You're going to walk along that temperature gauge somewhere, but you get to choose what setting you put on. And, you know, perhaps you could use this energy this way instead. You know, perhaps you could. So for me, it just gives us lots of options and other ways of approaching. You know, that energy is going to get used one way or the other.
Excuse me.
It's
much
better
true.
If we get to navigate it. You know, we decide how we're going to navigate it rather than just letting life just bulldoze over us, I think.
Yeah, and the more you know, the more you know. I always tell people that. The more you know, the more you know. And if something, if you're attracted to something, like learning something, there's a reason for it. It's going to help you somehow. And
isn't that funny though? Because I feel the opposite. I feel that the more I know, the less it's like. The more I realize I know absolutely nothing.
Oh well, the more you know, but you are advancing when you're learning like that. So yeah, I get that. But so tell me, how did you end up in France?
Oh gosh, my husband, who I met when I was 17. We were babies together, and he worked over here for 5 years and always wanted to go back. And so we moved over here probably when my kids were, my youngest was about 18 months old, I think, and my oldest was about 4 years old. And we moved over here because I was policing at the time, and although I enjoyed the job, I think once I became a mum, it just becomes so... I used to work in a little rural police station, and we had a massive, massive area. You know, it would take you, well, probably not in the US terms, but you could spend hours driving from one side to the other of our patch. You know, it would take you 2 or 3 hours to get from one side to the other. And when you're single and, you know, you're young and a bit rash and a bit impulsive, you know, when you're still in a hostage situation or, you know, you've got a load of youngsters, young lads outside a bar with lumps of wood. When you're younger and you call in for help and somebody said, yeah, we'll be there in 40 minutes, it's not an issue. But when you've got two toddlers at home, I started looking at it a little bit differently. I didn't become more scared, but I felt like I had other obligations. And, you know, and I wanted to be there to meet them off the bus from school. And, you know, you just to be about to knock off work and then, you know, somebody say, oh, but there's a road accident's come in and we've got nobody else to send. Could you just? So it was kind of an excuse to move. It sort of sorted my husband's, he'd wanted to move back to France for years. Be bilingual, and it meant we could start a business up and be around while they were growing up. You know, I could be home, and I don't regret that at all. It's been difficult because obviously I didn't, you know, I did O-level French, but it never got you to go and ask if you could borrow somebody's chainsaw from them, or, you know, you never actually learn anything practical at school. It's only when you, so it felt like I was a bit handicapped for the first few years. But at the same time, it's meant I've just always been there while the kid, you know, we never missed a birthday party or a,
yeah,
a doctor's appointment, or, you know, going off to a, or whatever it was. And we were there all the time. And I have my own business, so I could just juggle my hours around what the kids needed me to be doing. So, you know, it might involve working till 2 or 3 in the morning or getting up at 5. But it was, it gave me so much more freedom. And we're still here, you know.
Right. Now, what does your husband do? What does he do?
What does he do now, or what does he do?
I mean, what was, you know, to get you back to France, I mean, he wanted to go back, but obviously he had to earn a living, correct? So
He did the same as me. When we had an estate agency business, and we used to sell these beautiful, big, posh, equestrian, you know, horsey properties to people, because I've always loved horses. So we'd sell everything from chateaus to a chateau to racing stables to, you know, a little country cottage with a little bit of land and arena. So we worked together doing that, and renovated, you know, endlessly for the it just seems for the last, oh, I don't want to think how long we've renovated for, but so he's been very busy with that as well. And we did that for the most part. I mean, more recently he's gone back to work because of this whole Brexit debacle, but I won't bore your listeners with that.
So is he back? Is he in the police again? I mean, is he doing that again or what?
No, we can't over here. You have to be French. You have to be French born. And we're just at the very beginning. Yeah, we're just at the beginning of applying for French nationality.
Okay. Awesome. But look at what you've seen. I mean, I've never been out of the United States.
I love to travel.
And you know, this thing that's going on now, I have to remind everybody to just use caution. I mean, you know, it's a real thing. And I always say this during my show, that listen to those that you feel are steering you right. Don't believe everything you hear and only half of what you read. That's my motto. Actually, don't even believe anything you read, because so much right now out there is garbage. So much out there is, it's a shame. But as the internet opened up, when I started my first website, we didn't have all these browsers. It was just Internet Explorer. And now we've got all of this, all these avenues. And so you go type in something and you, oh, my gosh, I didn't know this. Well, come on, read it with a little bit of imagination. I mean, it might not be the truth what you're reading. And I don't even listen to the news anymore. I'm on my phone. I look at Google. I get the stuff on my feed. That's enough for me. I don't, because sometimes, like you said, the more you know, the more you know. Well, sometimes it's better not to know more in an instant like that.
I'm so glad you said that, because you know that. But I think there's a real dilemma, particularly in the wellness and the health and wellness and spiritual community at the moment, and all sorts of, you know, all these conspiracy theories that are doing the rounds, and you know, the manipulation around, you know, politics, and it's really tricky times. I'm so glad you said, you know, to take the virus seriously, and you know, without
that,
being
take
scared.
That seriously, yes, that is serious.
Yeah, you know,
and
I'm home all the time.
I only go out for, like, if I have to get my hair cut. I had a tooth extraction. I had to go to a oral surgeon. I only went out for that. But I'm very cautious, and I wasn't even going to the grocery store. My son was getting all my stuff because he just does not want me to be exposed. And I'll tell you something, Peter. I went into the grocery store a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand walking around and seeing all these people like they were in a POW camp with these masks on, like the gases were going to come out at them. It just didn't give me a good feeling, and it's not a good feeling out there. It really isn't. So, but you still have to be careful. I mean, don't throw caution to the wind. People just don't take things seriously, and then they read all this garbage on the internet.
It won't last forever, I'm sure. But I just think there's a time. I mean, everybody has their own perspective on it, but my feeling is that there is a time that, you know, there's a time for personal freedom and to stand your ground and say, you know, we don't want to be dominated. But there's also a time that we're not individuals, you know, we're part of a bigger community. And if by just taking a little bit of personal responsibility, then we can help somebody else out, you know. I just think it's really important, and it won't. I know it feels like it's going to last. I guess that's the joy of astrology as well. You can see that, yeah, it's a period, and it, you know, it's not necessarily planets that move very, very quickly, but it's not going to last forever. It will change, and I just think for the time being, you know, just there's a time to take risks, and there's a time to just be a grown up. And
exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly.
I'm trying to learn to be a grown up and think about, you know, people other than myself for once. You know, because I was the queen of, you know, being self absorbed.
Yeah. Well, I know, but you know, it's just here in the States, it's just gone. Well, I say ballistic. It's just. You know, like I said, I don't really watch TV. You know what I watch on TV? Like I've been watching, I watched a whole bunch of stuff on Egypt and King Tut, and it's called Unearthed, and I watch Nat Geo. I learn about countries. I learn about people because those are real. They're real. Mm. These happened, you know, And some of this stuff is just, it's sickening. It really, really is. And it's adding to that energy that's out there is adding to all of our troubles right now. So you've got to disassociate yourself with a lot of things and just not pay attention to everything. Just know what you know. And
but you know it. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, go.
No, but at the same time, I think I'm a bit strange. I kind of get a bit excited about this as well, you know, because for me, you know, when people are really struggling, which we are seeing, and I'm not saying I'm getting excited about people dying because that is absolutely not the case, but there's something, you know, taking myself back to that time when I had cancer and, you know, my business was under pressure and, you know, financial stuff and all those, that just gut-churning feeling of powerlessness and something bigger than me that's taking place. Actually, when you walk into that, it's really transformative. And I see people when they come in for sessions, and when they're at their most desperate, often that's when the magic happens. You know, that's when the transformation becomes possible. And you know, and as I'm looking at this stuff, you know, I try and look at it from a perspective of like, oh, look, what's clearing. I get the impression it's like we're squeezing a big abscess, you know. So all that stuff that's been really unhealthy for us for all these years, we're just being confronted with it. And, we can't look away anymore. You know, there's things that we should have dealt with probably centuries ago. And actually it's in your face. You can't ignore it. And it's like, okay, so how are we going to So rather than getting fixated on the thing that's wrong, you know, I'm not ignoring the things that are wrong, but it's like, let's use that as a lever and say, okay, there's this thing I don't want. So how can I contribute to transforming it into something? What would I rather see in its place? And what can I do to make that happen? What tiny little part can I, or big part, you know, but what part can I play in, rather than being, it's so easy to focus on the thing we don't want and we just reinforce it. But if we can take that thing that we don't want and say, okay, so what do I want to see in its place then? How do I want to feel instead of that? You know, I want people to feel nurtured, and I want a compassionate society. And, you know, these people that haven't earned money for months on end, you know.
Oh, my gosh, my heart goes out to them. I don't know how they're surviving.
Yeah, but, you know, what if we could encourage a system where there was, a universal basic wage, or, that we actually took care of the planet and, and all the corruption that's there. It's like, well, what can we do rather than focusing on the corruption? It's like, well, what can we do to make sure we have transparent systems in place? You know, how can we get more accountable government? So, I see this stuff, and I know it change takes, this is massive change we're in. This is change that takes years, if not generations. But I really feel that we're in a really exciting time, and it is going to, I feel like we're getting a really good shake-up, but it's kind of one we need.
Oh, we are, but you know what I think also, and I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but it's almost like a comeuppance for the world. The world has revolved around money. Everything is money. I see it all the time. And I think this transpired, all this happened, because you need to look at people and love them, learn to love people, not what they can do for you monetarily. It's a money world. I mean, I know I'm in competition with some huge sites, and I cannot compete with them, because they have a lot of money, and the money's probably not here in the States. It's coming from another country. I know it. So there you go. And you want to be as honest as the day is long, but you know there are a lot of crooks out there. There really are. And the fairness, it's just a lot of stuff is not fair, and people are seeing that. But take in the good stuff and block out the bad stuff and just do a good job and love those around you and do for people. I encourage that all the time on my show every single week. Just do for people because you want to, and help people. What really bothers me is, yes, all the deaths here in the United States, but people who are not working, and that's why my business is suffering like the others, even though they're bigger than I am, doesn't matter. People are using credit cards to survive. That's not tough. What it should be about.
That's tough.
They'll never crawl out of that hole that they've dug themselves. And really, I mean, it's probably a good thing I'm not the president. I mean, I would do a big shakeup. You need to put across to all these companies that are making all this money on people who are not working with the interest. They're charging you interest on the money because you're using it off the card. That should be absolved. All of these companies are in the United States. Now, I could really go on a bandwagon about it. You need to help the whole United States of America and the world because it's a domino effect. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Even in France, you're being affected there because of what's going on here and vice versa. I mean, it's just going to take a long time and gathering of the troops and feeling strong and just knowing that this is going to pass. This will pass.
And understanding the value of things, because...
That's right. That's exactly what I said.
We don't value necessarily that, not everything can be monetized. When I look at what I do for a living, and I struggled with this for a long time, I had this period where, for a big part of my life, I was chasing the next commission. I was always after the big deal to sell the big property, and when I swapped, I suddenly said, "Oh, I know, I'm so spiritual." and then the pendulum swung right down the other way, and then I couldn't put food in the fridge, because I was busy doing all this spiritual healing work. And I've come back to a place in the middle now where I've kind of recognized the value of what I do. And it's like, who is to say that what I do for a living, I spend my time doing that. Who is to say that that is less valuable? It's less
That's
valuable
right.
to help somebody recover
there's
their
just
healing.
There's not a price tag on it, though. You see, there's just not a price tag,
Is that less valuable than somebody having insurance?
Right.
Or being a stay-at-home mum or looking after a handicapped parent or whatever it happens to be.
Exactly.
And we And
don't you think sometimes things happen in your life that make you stop or step back and say, oh, okay. Sometimes, not always. A lot of people don't recognize this. But I think people are becoming more and more aware of what's going on. For me, that's not fast enough. I just wish that people would just want to do more for others, and I don't know. The world is going to have a shakeup. That's what it's going to be. That's what it is right now. It's just all topsy-turvy. Everything is upside down, but it'll get better.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I was expecting the whole financial industry, and it may still do that. I mean, it may all have to come crashing down. That might be the case, and something more transparent that will fall out of it. But what I found, just on a personal basis, you know, money's just an energy like anything else, you know?
Yeah.
And my whole view of money, I think because I worked with all these, I sold properties to a lot of super wealthy people, you know, beautiful, beautiful homes. And probably because that's what I drew to myself, because that was what I believed. But a lot of them, not all of them, but an awful lot of them, had got that money, had earned that money in pretty nefarious ways. You know, they hadn't necessarily been doing huge amounts of, you know, they were frackers and bankers and, you know, showing governments how to invest their monies offshore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
right.
they all got really wealthy. But what I found is that not long after I had my awakening experiences, in fact, just shortly before, I did a conference with some amazing, amazing, really wealthy, very affluent women, very successful business women, and they'd done a kind of a law of attraction thing. They'd put on very cheaply to help other women understand all these basic principles of the universe and, you know, how. And what absolutely blew me away is how many fabulous projects they had. So they were making all this money, but unlike the experience I'd had before, where I just saw these super wealthy people that were hoarding it all for themselves, these women were sticking it back into their communities and building new projects and helping other people up.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's given me a whole different take on, oh, wow, so maybe actually money's not the issue. You know, it's not the money that's unhealthy. It's our attitude towards it.
And what we do with it. And are you contributing to the universe? Are you contributing to the world? Are you doing something worthwhile? And, like, you know, the radio show that I do, that you're number 125. I've done that many interviews. And
wow.
And then we had topics before that. So I've been on the air. It will be 8 years. But I have looked at it like bringing beautiful people like yourself to those who are listening and maybe listening later on, and they see it on my social media about you that they might not have ever known about you. And to me, I'm doing something.
Yeah.
It's not payment. I don't get paid for it. But I really love doing it, just like the magazine. So I'm contributing. I guess that's what I'm saying. And it's not monetarily, but I'm doing something. I'm bringing all this beautiful work out there. And the more I get, the more I love it. I mean, I'm booked until January, but people say, wow, look at that. Yeah, but it's something that I love. I don't say, oh, God, I know I have another show I have to do. No. I look at it as meeting somebody brand new, like you.
It's fun.
That's how I look at it.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you're doing it.
Yes.
And, you know?
Now, let's go into your book, and I do want to tell everybody about your website. I know we get off talking. I told you we'd have a lot to talk about. But your website is PETA Morton, MORTON.com. Go there and see everything that she offers. She has a beautiful picture of herself there. She has a lovely necklace on. Is that a cameo that you have on?
Oh, I don't. I don't know which picture you're looking at. Probably.
It's on your main. It's on your homepage.
It's probably a natural. all right, probably at the time. But I love that stone. The frame is
so
at the edge of.
Go there and look at everything she has to offer. But let's talk about your book called Ancient Teachings for Modern Times. Now, what is the book about?
I wrote it because, it's one of those 3 o'clock in the morning books, you know, that you stagger down. I used to wake up, I'd get vibrated awake, and I would know, I'd wake up with half a chapter in my head, and I'd come downstairs by candlelight, you know, try and stay in that halfway state between waking and sleeping, you know, that liminal space.
Yeah.
But I wrote it because teaching Reiki, people came to me because they wanted to be a healer or they wanted to learn a technique, and I love that part of Reiki. But I felt that most of the courses were just missing, you know, some of the bigger truths that are in, you know, I'm really not a religious person. I've got an active aversion towards religious dogma. I've probably got a very active fear of persecution, I would think. You know, my guess is that I've been round the mill a few times and, you know, maybe it hasn't ended so well. But, you know, I just wanted to share that there, in all the traditions, no matter what culture it comes from, actually they're the same very simple basic elements about how we create our reality and how our thoughts really are things, and how our emotions are important, and how, you know, connecting, working as part of a collective, you know, the power of the word and things like that. But they're in all the teachings, but they were all, you know, so I spent ages looking in all these old texts, and I read so much, but it was all, you know, it was a bit old-fashioned, you know, very old-fashioned. It wasn't very easily approachable. So what I wanted to do was take the core teachings from those things that absolutely transformed my life. You know, they've totally, totally turned my life around. And my whole way of, you know, even in the most tricky situation, it really helps me to stay balanced and a lot more reflective on, you know, what I'm creating and where I want to be going and whether what I'm thinking and saying, how aligned that is to what I'm actually doing. You know, it's made me a lot more responsible for creating my life. So I just wanted, it was such profound stuff and yet so easy. And I just wanted to be able to share it. You know, I wanted my mum to be able to, I wrote it for my family really, although they probably... they probably wouldn't appreciate me saying that, but you know, otherwise I'd have been stood there sort of constantly saying, you know, you really should be doing this or you really should be doing that.
I know.
But I just wanted it. I was so stressed and so, you know, on and off depression for years, you know, maybe not bipolar, but up and down all the time. You know, I used to go from one extreme, you know, one minute I'd be really excited and enthusiastic and then I'd have my... in France, they say the morale dans les chaussettes. You have your emotions are in the socks, you know. And I'd be up and down. And this has really helped me. It's just given me such a sense of peace and perspective, and again, helped me understand that link between mind and body and emotion and energy and spirit. And so I. You know, it's like you said with your podcast, I just wanted to be able to share it because it's so valuable. So that's why I wrote it. And I've just picked it up now. And I look at it sometimes and I think, wow, who wrote that?
Does it cover all kinds of things in the book?
I looked at the nature of vibration, you know, how everything in energy is just we're just basically like synthesizers. We're interpreters of vibration and of like this data that we're surrounded by this information all the time. So I looked at kind of the structure of energy and how it moves. And I looked a little bit at working with the breath. Because again, it's something so simple, and that yet it can change everything from your physical posture and the way you're, you know, the way that blood's flowing through your body and your whole physiology, but not in a very technical way. You know, I wanted to keep it really, really simple. And then I looked at things like our thoughts and the beliefs and the way that we limit ourselves, you know, those stories that we tell ourselves that keep us stuck, you know, the way that we express ourselves. I really, I just, because that was a real aha moment for me. It's like I'd never even questioned what I was thinking, let alone thinking that, you know, I might be attracting something towards me, or, and also the words.
Oh, I lost you. Looks like I lost our guest for now. I don't know if she's coming back. We were near the end of the show anyways and talking about her book, which is Ancient Teachings for Modern Times. She was on Skype, so sometimes, you know, if you get close to the end, you know, it cuts you off. But anyways, what a lovely lady. I've really enjoyed this. I'm going to wait a few minutes and see if she comes back. She might try to call back in again. I don't know. I hope she does. But you can go to her site. And you pronounce her name Peeta, P-E-T-A, Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N.com. That's her website. And she's got this book called Ancient Teachings for Modern Times. And looks to be like a very good book, lots of information. You know, she does Reiki and all of that, and it's going to be, and it's wonderful. I'm just going to give it a few minutes. I'm getting all these messages from all over the place. Can you check this? Can you check that? But that's, you know, it's a never-ending job, but it keeps me on my toes. Other than that, now we have another guest, of course, next week. His name is Keith Blanchard. I have this feeling that he's from the United States. I have to look back. But oftentimes you'll see me post something on starpsychics.com that it's a, you know, the time has changed, it's earlier, and we make that adjustment to that. And I don't think she's going to call back, so I'm going to end the show here. I think she would have called back by now. And I'll send her a quick note and thank her very much for today. It was wonderful. Do let everybody know about the show. You can always go to Star Psychic Sec. Oh, here she is. She's back. She's back. Hold on.
What happened there?
There you are. I lost you for a moment. I was just talking about your book and rattling on, you know. But, you know, I figured you'd try to come back. Sometimes, you know, if you have time on your Skype, it'll, when it's done, it's done. And they cut you off just like everything else. It doesn't matter where it is. Time is money. Money is time to everybody. But not to me and not to you. And I was just talking about your book and your site and all that you do. And this has been so wonderful connecting with you. And I hope we can have you back again maybe sometime next year. And I'm grateful. And also, I would be oh so grateful, Peeta, if I could get an excerpt from your book for my magazine. I will send you an email on that. Today about it, or an article, or whatever you want, and I advertise your book, and I'll put the link to our show, and when we're done here, I'll promote it over on Twitter, and then it gets taken, picked up, and goes everywhere, and my gal, who's usually on with me, Candy, will take it and run with it. She's not on today, but she, you know, sometimes when I do afternoon shows like this, she works at night, which a lot of people do. I used to stay on the computer really, really late, but I don't do that anymore. I think I got smart. But she does, and so she forgets the time or she doesn't hear her alarm go off. But she will take it and run with it. Candy does all of that for me. And you can always go to the show page, you know, Blog Talk Radio, /stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, and you can see all the shows, and you can listen to this one because it's all recorded. And I thank you so much for coming on. And like I said, maybe down the road, maybe sometime next year, we'll bring you back and see how everything has progressed in the world. We'll discuss all that. I love it. I really, really do. But I thank you so much, Peeta, for coming on with me. And what time is it there now? Is it like 6 or 7 or something?
Seven at night. Yeah.
Seven. Okay. So. Yeah. Okay. Good. So you still have you had a good evening.
Really enjoyed talking with you. And if anybody is wanting I've just put on, probably since you saw it this morning, I've literally just uploaded a whole load of new courses, either Reiki and based, we've got a bit of intuitive development and a whole course based on the content of the book, you know, so that you really get that juice out of life, you know, and really appreciate life, and rather than just, you know, just slogging your gut through it. So, I've really enjoyed talking with you.
I did too, you know, and you make a connection, and, you know, we stay connected, because when you get that rapport going and you have that nice feeling for each other, oh, yeah, Natalie, what do you need? Oh, Peter, what do you need? You know, I mean, it's like, and see, people that are listening, we do this because we want to do it. We love what we do, and we want to share it with you. And PETA doesn't get paid to be on my show. I don't get paid to do the show. I pay to have the show, but it doesn't matter to me. I've been doing it a long time. Like I said, this is the 125th interview that I've done, or I like to call them a talk. It's not really an interview. It's a talk. And it's like two ladies sitting
in. That's an eight number. In numerology, that's an eight. That's powerful female energy. I like that. It's perfect.
Oh yes, I'm a powerful powerful female. I've also been told that I'm an alchemist, and but the gentleman said to me there are three levels. He said I'm on the third level. You're sitting way up at the top. He said so in a sense I envy you, and I said oh don't envy me. I carry a lot with me. And I'm learning to divide it up, Pete. I'm learning not to. I'm an empath, and you know, and I'm a Sagittarius, 2 degrees. But I pick up a lot of Scorpio. I have that intensity. And what sign are you, by the way?
I've got a Aries in the first, Mars and Aries in the first, with an Aquarius rising and a Taurian moon. So,
yeah.
Much
I have a Leo moon, but I have a Capricorn ascendant, so I'm a workaholic, and that's I've always been like that. I always want to help somebody. I'll show you how to do it. Oh, move over and you watch me. It's a lot easier that way, instead of seeing you fumble and stumble. You just watch what I do, and you'll learn it right away. And Sagittarius. 2 degrees. Actually, I was born in the morning, and that night it changed over, like towards the 12 o'clock or something like that. So I'm really close. I do pick up the Scorpio. I really, really do. I know that, but it's okay. I mean, I'm not evil. You've heard about the signs being evil. I'm not evil at all. Oh no, not at all. So, anyways, I've enjoyed
it's a mystic sign. So, that's covered.
Yeah, and you know, my son is in the 10th house, and I have Venus and Scorpio in the 9th, oh my. But there's that armchair traveling there. You know, I can't really travel, but I do travel because I go to all these places when I watch and learn about them and the history of, but it's really funny, I never cared about it before, and then now that I have the time, of course, my life really hasn't changed that much because I'm home. You know, my son is married. I have a granddaughter and a daughter-in-law. And I have some friends, but, you know, now I don't see them that often because of what's going on in the world. But I want to leave with this. And everybody just needs to listen to what the guidelines are from your state, your country, wherever you are, and know that this is very real. But also know that this, too, will change. It will change. It will get better. After all, we're all intelligent. We're the intelligence out there. We have to have faith that people will figure this out, that the scientists will figure
it
out.
We've got this.
It's true. Yeah, it'll be solved. And we'll look back maybe a few years from now and say, oh, my God, 2020 was a nightmare. I have people telling me that all the time. Well, maybe 2021 is still going to be a little bit the same. I don't expect anything really to change until next summer, to tell you the truth. I just feel that it's going to take time. It's all going to take time, and we have to be patient, stay healthy, and keep doing for everyone. Keep showing how much you love life like you, Pete. I mean, it's easy. It's easy for us. It's not tough. It's simple. I mean, I do a lot
I think that word love means so much, doesn't it? You know, you love life, but love and just have that compassion and that love for everybody else as well. You know, look out for each other and we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Of course we will. So I'm going to talk to you. That's a given. I'm going to talk to you next year sometime back on the air again. And I'm so happy I got to meet you and talk to you. It's a wonderful thing. And don't forget, go to her site. It is PETA, Morton, MORTON.com. And her book is Ancient Teachings for Modern Times. And I think you're going to enjoy reading the book. I will have it in my bookstore also as soon as I send it off to my webmaster. I always do that. When a guest is on, I'll take your book and I'll put it in my bookstore just to advertise for you a little bit more. But you're going to be hearing from me now later on today or tomorrow about something for the magazine, okay? I think it's important. You got to keep getting yourself out there. And it's free. It's not going to cost you anything. It's
brilliant.
Just sending an email.
And then
right?
anytime, whenever you're passing, you know, when this is all over and you want a tour of the beautiful Mont Saint-Michel and all the ley lines in this part of France, you know, you're always welcome. So,
I'm really glad
to have hooked up with you.
Yeah, it would be fun to meet you. It would be wonderful. You know, I probably have some French in my background on my mother's side. She was Italian, but there's kind of like some talk about I'm French and I'm Italian and I'm Hungarian. What a combo, eh?
Wow.
I can be hell on wheels. So look out. And my gal Jackie will always say, "Yeah, but those wheels are fast." I said, "You betcha. If I have to catch up with you, I will. Just look over your shoulders. I'll be there." So, anyways, I love you, Peter. I'm so happy we got to meet. And with that, Yes, it's good energy, isn't it? Doesn't it? It makes us both feel really good. That's the important part, is the energy part. But I'm going to end the show like I always do, and that is believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. So everybody have a great day, and I'll see you next week. And watch for my email, Peter, because I will be sending it to you in the next day or so, okay?
Fantastic.
Okay,
have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.